some neat, careful build-up play here. The ball's played through. Jones could be onto it. Jones, if he can reach this ball, he'll surely score the winner. It's a foot race between him and the defender. But no, Jones can't reach it. What's he doing now? He appears very out of breath and he's pointing to his boots. He's surely not trying to blame his boots for his obvious lack of pace, is he?
Well, I'm sticking by the story that it was the boots to blame, but there is a man from Somerset who might be able to help. He used to work for Pittards in Yeovil, and he now runs his own leather company. And he thinks he's made the world's fastest football boot.
My name's Daryl Cassingham. I'm the managing director of Dr. Leather Limited.
So we've got a collection of football boots on the desk here. Explain what we've got here.
So in recent times, we've been working with a particular football boot brand called Pele Sports. Pele is directly involved in it.
And you say a lighter weight boot. I mean, holding one of them here, it weighs less than my slippers.
Yeah, we're down to around about 170 grams.
In old money?
I'm not actually sure, I'm afraid. I'm guessing it's around about 5.9 ounces, maybe something like that. It's not the lightest boot on the market. What we specifically designed was a boot to be the fastest boot. We've had independent tests, Pele Sports have had independent tests completed at the University of Duisburg-Essen in Germany, and the results are really quite exciting.
Would you mind if I tried one on?
Certainly.
Okay, now this is even lighter than the I was holding a kangaroo leather one a moment ago. This is very lightweight plastic. But the thing is this really going to even help me run faster?
I believe it will do. I think, again, you know, there's natural talent, and please don't take that the wrong way.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, but, you know, the way the boot has been designed with the specific materials that we've put into it to work in harmony with the biomechanics should actually engage your foot into the optimum running sort of position and mode. And, you know, and should give you confidence. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to remember sprinting in football, you know, it's probably 2% of the match itself. The other things that are involved or important in speed boots is to be able to change direction very quickly, to slow down very quickly. And so it's not just running in a straight line like sprint spikes would be.
Why do you think Somerset still does lead the world?
You know, I think in our case, I was very fortunate in being brought up in this area. Pittards have got a tremendous name around the world. You know, their brand is incredibly strong. I certainly think, you know, when I talk to people around the world, the British are still the most innovative people around. The Germans are powerhouses in manufacturing, shall we say, in coming up with good manufacturing. You've got Asia. But the British just seem to have this great ability to look at something and do it slightly differently or better.
Jones has now changed his boots. The ball's played through again. Can he reach it this time? No, again, he's too slow. I don't think anything would make this middle-aged and slightly overweight man run any faster.